through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morena, Tim Bat.
Morena.
How's it going?
Everyone.
Those Morena. Bats at the start of that sting gave me a fright.
What, the flapping ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's quite a scary noise, isn't it? Flapping bats coming towards you.
What if it's just someone doing Foley with like a raincoat, flapping
Don't
a raincoat?
Don't spoil the magic of radio. It's real bats.
It's actually every time we do that, there's someone standing in the corner of the studio.
With a bag of bats.
Is how I understand the radio to work.
That's how radio works,
You know what I was thinking about on my way in here? I was like, if I'm Media Bat, but I'm on the media because I'm on the radio.
It's very meta, isn't it?
Someone needs to be watching me. So there needs to be a bat watch.
Sounds like you're having a little bit of an existential morning there, Tim. How's
it? I haven't had a lot of sleep, to be fair to say. And some would argue, not enough sleep.
I think that might be my job. But then I don't know what that means if I'm also on the radio.
Oh, you're on bat watch.
Yeah, I'm on bat watch. And then maybe Sarah's on Rachel and Tess watch.
I don't know. What are we watching today, though?
Two little morsels for you. One's kind of boring, so we'll do that first.
Okay, hit us with the boring one.
Well, the NZ
Media. I feel like it's probably not going to be boring.
No, it is kind of. NZ Media just put out some reporting, so I just got some numbers about them, which were kind of interesting. How many people do you reckon are paying for the Herald behind the paywall?
100,000.
Way less than that.
Really?
25 people.
Very cool. Well, north of 25 people and south of 100K, it's actually 21,000 people.
Is that all? Right.
Yeah, the Herald's got 40,000 subscribers in total, and that is print and digital included, and 21,000 of those are the digital.
I'd be interested to know how that affects their decisions around what they are paywalling.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You know, if they've only got, say, like, you know.
It's stuff for rich people. Much. It's how to make foie gras. It's how to zhuzh up your $2 million mansion to sell it for $3. It's
best place to polish your diamonds.
After your helicopter.
I did get helicopter blocked from an article I was trying to read the other day. It was very frustrating.
Well, is that how to make foie gras?
Rachel,
yes.
It was.
This is the trade-off. So NZME is pretty steady. They were down 7% on a particular thing, which is kind of like their earnings.
Mm-hmm.
It's called EBITDA.
It's
like earnings before tax and deductions and some other stuff. But it's basically before all the finance people.
Oh, is that the acronym of it? Okay, yeah. I thought that was a word, like an actual word. And I was like, is this in the English language? What is this?
It's an acronym. They're down 7% year on year, which isn't great. Radio is down only 2%, so that's, you know, good. And they had a little increase in digital ad revenue, if anyone cares. But they probably don't. And they're still trying to buy stuff.
I heard this recently.
Please let me buy you stuff. Please, 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 please.
Hey, government, please,
please
can I?
I promise
I'll be good.
I've been good.
That actually, this is the perfect metaphor for their approach to the KiwiShare arrangement that they're trying to adopt with the government. It's like, please, 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 I'll be so good. I promise. I'll take really good care of it. Please let me
really
buy
early.
It.
I'll walk the dog. I'll do all the dishes.
That is NZME trying to buy stuff. We've cracked it. What a great little radio play there. Educational and entertaining. But the big story that's been happening this week, of course, is MediaWorks finding a new and exciting way to shoot themselves in the face.
Oh,
and this time
no.
It wasn't financial.
Oh, no.
It was by threatening and then, I assume, leaking themselves for clickbait headlines, that Hannah Tamaki, who is most famous for being the wife of Brian Tamaki, the founder of Destiny Church, and she is now the leader of a party called Vision New Zealand.
Just to clarify, that
she's
is what she'd
Dancing
like to be most
stars.
Famous for, though.
What's that?
The party leader.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which she made abundantly clear with Lisa Owen on RNZ's Checkpoint yesterday. So what happened? Well,
so
many weeks we're going to put her on Dancing with the Stars.
No.
So did they not actually formally announce that? Was it a leak?
They never formally announced it, but they did admit that they did it after it blew up and everyone was like, hey, she's a monster. Can you not?
Literal bigot. You know?
What is crazy to me about the Tamakis is like, I'm 32 now. I remember protesting at Parliament when I was 15 against those POSs because they were so against the Civil Union Bill. And we went down in like a counter protest and far outnumbered them. But it was pretty freaky because it was just like a lot of these big dudes in leather jackets. It's pretty crazy. And we were just these little kids wearing like rainbow. I remember I was,
rainbow flags.
I was wearing a rainbow feather boa. Yeah. It was dope. It was a good time. So MediaWorks said in their statement, this was their apology. It was originally planned for Hannah to take part in the show. We now recognize this was a mistake and we apologize. We have seen a very strong reaction, some of which has been extreme and concerning. And MediaWorks does not condone bullying. We would be failing in our duty of care to everyone if we continued as planned. Oh, which is a very freaking muddled message.
Yeah.
When you could just, I don't know, pretend like you never hired
it. You know, it's one thing to be like, oh, that was so stupid, MediaWorks, blah, 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 what were you thinking? But also, you can also quite cynically be like, you were looking for clicks, were you? Were you looking for some drama? Were you hoping that she'd be like a, you know, bit of a added baddie in the
That's totally what they were going for. But they over, it's like, you can get someone who's a little bit naughty and says the wrong thing sometimes, but you can't get a literal xenophobic bigot homophobe on your like light entertainment dancing show.
This is something we kind of have like an ongoing problem with in New Zealand, isn't it, of like downplaying people's, you know, bad opinions on things like, you know, homophobia and xenophobia and stuff like that aren't really,
it's laundering the reputation of deeply bad people.
Kanoa Lloyd came out on the project and was like, this is really not all good,
no,
because this is literally the baseline level for what causes really serious, scary things
totally
to happen.
Yeah, it's when you normalize things that are really like on a really, you know, small level, and then you normalize it at a bigger level, and then you put it on your main media channels, and then suddenly it's like, oh, it's fine, she's on Dancing with the Stars.
Totally.
Nah.
And before you know it, we've got a Trump in charge here. Part two of the story is actually linked to what you're saying about Kanoa, because Vision NZ, which is the Destiny's political party, can I say, in my opinion, it is the political party that has come from Destiny Church. I don't know. Put it together so I'm not legally liable.
If some of the people at the front of the party are linked to the church, then why? How can it not be?
Yeah, cool. We'll run with that. Nice. So their campaign manager...
Question mark on the end.
Yeah. Called Jevon Galter, who... Do you guys know about this?
Nah. Ex-campaign
manager? Now he is, yeah. So Jevon's been knocking around with the Tamakis for quite some time, helping them out. You know, we're not here to comment on other people's personal lives and whatnot, but he's an interesting cat. He's a real interesting cat. He's an openly gay man who's been working for Destiny and their offshoot political party, which is a level of cognitive dissonance that I aspire to be able to achieve one day. But he came out with a post online calling Kanoa Lloyd a bunch of really awful sexist stuff.
Yeah, I was gonna say, maybe
stuff.
We shouldn't say it.
I don't need to signal boost that. It. You just need to know it happened.
So,
yeah.
So then Hannah Tamaki made the decision to fire him. And the whole thing's just kind of spun out of control, and now because Hannah Tamaki has put herself in charge of a political party, she actually has to come out and front the media occasionally. So she did a big chat with Lisa Owen. It was about 10 minutes long. It's kind of a fun listen if you're into audio torture and just hearing someone not answer a question for 10 minutes. But I did have a little clip to end the media bat segment
today.
Are we ready to end it now? Would you like to go into
so
this clip?
The setup for it is, this is after 8.5 minutes of Lisa Owen just trying to ask her, A, do you think it was acceptable what Jevon was saying? And she said no. And then she was asking her about her role on Dancing with the Stars. Also, I'll just say before we play the clip that Brian Tamaki came out and said some atrocious stuff in a Facebook post as well, which had a photo of Kanoa Lloyd on the post.
And yeah, Jacinda Ardern as well. Though, right?
I'm not sure, but I don't know if that's still up. That was on his Facebook, and Lisa Owen asked him about that, and Lisa Owen asked Hannah Tamaki about her husband's post, and she was like, well, he's not part of the political party, so how could I possibly comment? She was like, because you're the leader of a political party. Yeah. You can comment on your husband's behavior. She was like, he's not part of the party. I don't know what to tell you.
So he wasn't invited.
Now this is Lisa Owen trying to drill her down on her role on Dancing with the Stars.
Was the reason that I didn't take up. And you know what? I don't even think I'm a star. I'd rather be known as the leader of Vision New Zealand. And you know what? If I'm going to be tagged with anything, tag me with this. I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, and I'm a great-grandmother. And I'm very loyal to families who are committed to loving their families and helping them.
When did you hear that you had been dumped from the program?
Oh, are you telling me something that I... Oh, are you telling me something?
I'm asking a question.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And that was Hannah Tamaki. And late this afternoon,
so,
media.
So, did she not actually know?
No, she didn't.
No, she's using the mental gymnastics of a 7-year-old arguing with their mum. I don't know who took the cookie. What cookie? There's never been a cookie there.
There were no cookies.
I think when that interview was done, and this may not be right, I'm pretty sure it had been announced at that point that she was not going to be on the show.
Yeah.
We've just had a fantastic, I believe it's a text in to BFM saying that it sounds like she was about to descend into the lyrics of Kenny Rogers' The Gambler. Bloody good stuff.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Tim. Thank goodness we don't have to.
Sort of a pleasure.
Sort of. It's always a pleasure. Maybe not so much Hannah Tamaki, but thank you.
I've said
much.
It before and I will say it again. Fuck those guys.
Come
bye,
back
BFM.
Next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Yeah.